Hello, hello everyone, and after 70 days off, welcome back to Fallout Frozen Atom, the Winter of Atom actual play using the rules by Modiphius Entertainment. My name is Elates the Game Master, and if you're wondering what the hell is on my head, it's also my birthday, so this is kind of a birthday present to myself, so we can actually continue playing. One thing I will say up front is that if you're watching this live, thank you for watching us live after all this time. But for those of you watching on VOD who probably are just clicking through the playlist, we probably have forgotten some things and we probably are going to retcon some stuff. So feel free to yell at me in the comments about what I forgot and all that rigmarole. But in general, I'm just happy to get back to play. So let's get everybody introduced and we'll get into play proper. So Sexy, what do you got going on and who are you playing?
Hey, I'm playing Professor Clayman. He is a follower of Apocalypse from the Dakota area. I can't remember what the Commonwealth ended up being renamed in that area, but you get the idea. And I'm the science guy of the group.
All right, Paradoxtopus.
I'm Paradoxtopus, and I will be playing Brother Hugh, the child of Adam, who's on a pilgrimage and now kind of a crusade against the last son of Adam, because they keep being bad. They keep doing naughty things. They're very naughty.
That's one word for them. And then last but not least, Mukies.
Hey, happy birthday. I'm very excited to be back. Pretty wild to be back. Yeah, feeling good, ready to start, and also ready to die because I made a new character sheet just in case I do die in game. Since I think that was the last thing that had happened was.
Yeah, we almost killed Raging Kate, almost.
Literally, just one hit almost killed her. Mm-hmm. She was at full, one hit.
One hit. Yep. I mean, that'll happen with a glowing one.
It does. Yeah.
Oh no.
All right. Well, if I remember correctly, Technonerd made us an intro, so let's see what that looks like. Welcome back. So, again, it's been 70 days, so I'm going to do a good recap from my memory and my notes, and if it's wrong, we're just going to roll with it. So
I can't believe 70 days.
It literally 70 days. I mean, we
should have waited two more.
No, shut up.
Why? What? Why?
Isn't it? Sorry, 76. Never mind.
I
messed the joke up.
Anyways, last we left off, the players had journeyed to what they thought was going to be a military installation where they could find some form of protection for Beatsville. And it turned out that instead of the military bunker they had wanted, they got a LARP supply store. Now, the good news is that they did find four Protectrons, though they were more like Poptrons because they had popcork guns in them instead of actual weaponry. And everything was going great until there was a rad izzard, a radiation blizzard, and they ran into Liam Grader, who apparently was literally wheelbarrowing a thing full of cheese wheels through the Commonwealth as they were running from a gaggle of ghouls. So the players let Liam inside. They fought off the ghouls and then barricaded themselves inside. You had tacos, from what I remember. And then you name the Protectrons, and my notes say their names are Adam, Randy, Cheesy Chuck, and Cody. But that's where we left off. As a reminder, these Protectrons do have to make it back to Beatsville in order to complete the quest. And what you do with Liam Grader is up to your discretion, but he is currently at your camp if you want to talk to him.
Oh. So we've already eaten the tacos.
Yes.
Yes. I just want everyone to know that Kate is so strong, she accidentally destroyed the taco, and then she had to just scoop up all the bits and eat it, just like normal.
So you had nachos.
Actually, yeah. Let's say that. Except I don't know what a nacho is.
Real meaning of the minds here, people.
So, however,
Cheesy Charles, that was one of their names?
Cheesy Chuck is what I got written
Cheesy
down.
Chuck, all right.
Charles, if we're going formal.
Yes, that's his Christian name.
Well, the joke
was... That's his atomic name.
The joke was, if I remember correctly, you literally took a label from one of the cheese wheels and just slapped it on the Protectron, and that was why you called him Cheesy Chuck.
Sure. All right.
That's how one of them got named, yeah. I apologize. I have lost my notes. What was the gentleman's name again that was camping with us?
His name is Liam Grater, like cheese grater.
Oh, yes. Yes. Someone played on that. Grater, you said you're on your way to Big Top after this?
Yeah, my understanding is they're in real dire need of some food and supplies, and I mean, I can't give them chems or anything more than cheese wheels, but it'll help.
Mm-hmm. We also will be heading that way soon. Could you maybe get us familiar with the directions?
I mean, I can lead us about halfway there, but I'm going to be honest, I know a general direction to look for a big red and white tent. Which, given the fact that everything out there is white because of the blizzard, might be hard to see.
Have you never been there, or has it moved recently?
My understanding is it's set down about a couple weeks back, maybe a few months back. It's kind of hard to tell with how scuttlebutt is here in the Commonwealth, but it's been there a while from what my understanding is. Long enough.
It's best to keep yourself washed to avoid scuttlebutt.
No, I mean like the rumor mill.
Why would you grind up rumors?
To suss out which one's the good one.
I have nothing for this. Normally I'm a very witty man. I have nothing for this.
It's all that cheese.
Yes.
You're going cheese mad. So, is there like a bunch of snow? Like, can we even look out the window at this point?
You barricaded the window. So
you did barricade the windows.
Yeah. How much effort would it take to unbarricade the windows enough for us to peek out?
I would recommend we listen to see if there's any ghouls outside first, since another pack followed along with the pack we defeated. But
we'll
probably
place
not too hard.
Our bare hand against the side of it, make sure we don't feel any radiation either.
Yeah, that's
but
you.
It just was glowing snow out there. We're going to feel radiation either way.
I sense a stronger presence.
We'll use the force. I'm sorry, the sight. That's...
Yeah.
Well, you guys tell me, do you want to check outside or?
Yeah. If we can, the most minimal amount we can check outside.
Yeah, I can stick my head out so that people don't have to worry about radiation.
All right, Brother Hugh, first roll after 70 days. Perception survival, please.
Would you like to put a gas mask so you have even more radiation protection while your head's outside?
Oh, that's right, because he has the XO2 power armor helmet. Yep.
Am I actually wearing it? I knew that was in my inventory, but I don't remember if it...
Oh, I also have a radiation mask. Gas mask, sorry.
I was going to say a radiation mask. Sorry. That sounds like some sort of like sci-fi... People can't live without radiation masks in this dystopian future.
Soon enough.
Gear. Where? What? I had it. Apparel. That's where it is. It doesn't show that I'm wearing it, nor that it's powered, so I don't know what its resistances would be unpowered.
It actually doesn't provide any resistances because it's unpowered, but it looks cool, and you feel more confident.
Well, that's true, but...
That's a given.
Yeah. I feel that without the helmet on.
All
right. I'll just stick my head out. I think I'll be okay.
All right. Perception, survival, difficulty of one. And chat did already give you one momentum if you want to use it.
Woo!
I'll hold on to that for now. How do I roll it so that it doesn't do endurance? I just change the skill.
It's been a while. I got to remind myself. I believe if you...
You have to hand change it, so you click the skill
this
you want.
Should
to
work.
Yeah, there it is. You right click it. That's what it is. You right click the skill, and then you tell it to use something else.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, fancy.
That's fancy.
Mm-hmm. I knew
that's not how I was doing it before. So, no successes.
Great start.
And I don't have any luck.
Okay. So, I have good news and bad news. Which would you like first?
Always go bad news first.
Okay. The bad news is that when you look outside, there is a ghoul literally on the other side of the quote-unquote glass threshold. And it just stares at you.
What do you see?
Is it dressed? Is it a feral ghoul?
What
can I tell from this? It's a feral ghoul?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Adam be with you?
Doesn't move, doesn't blink, just sits there staring.
Slink my head back in and close the door.
Okay. Now, I should say that when you open the door, it is quite literally a wall of snow that you're looking out to. So, like, the head is sticking out of that wall of snow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, why is this thing not trying to claw my face off? That would explain.
That's the good news, though, is that it literally is frozen in place.
Well, it seems that Adam has blessed us with his frozen radiation as a form of defense for us and has detained those that would seek harm against us. But, unfortunately, that does mean that we may have to dig our way out again. And that went so well last time.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I remember what happened last time.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't have explosive ammo this time to hurt myself with, so.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that.
We haven't rested yet for the night, right?
My notes say you did get a rest in.
Okay. Just want to make sure me making my health go up from resting did actually happen. Perfect. Did you at least get a sense of the environment? Like, does it feel safe to traverse besides it being really cold?
Well, I can't really see the environment because it's covered in snow. The ghouls that are frozen may or may not have necessarily been frozen, but more buried.
Over time. Overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it snowed a lot overnight. I feel like we're just going to be trapped in here forever before we, like, run out of oxygen or anything. I have no idea how we're going to go.
Not too worried about running out of oxygen.
Is there any other, like, secret passageway I'm not seeing?
Would you like to check for what?
Yes, I would. I would very much like to check.
Perception and survival. Difficulty of 2.
Perception and survival.
I know we should have learned from last time.
Yeah, that's why I'm, Let's see.
There you go. Hey. 2 successes. Yay. Very nice. That's what we like to see. So, you're looking around, you're thinking, and then you realize that this place has an attic, a very small attic, but there's no way it snowed enough that if you were to create a hole in the attic, which is made out of wood, you probably could get out of here pretty easy.
Yes.
You
finally. I found a way out, potentially.
Yes, what's your idea?
Smash it. And hope that no snow comes down on us.
You expect a different answer than smash it, Professor?
Really?
No, but... You know,
I guess that inquisitive mind of yours.
Always gotta ask.
Yeah, so
Kate's going to surprise us one of these times when we'll be like, what's your idea? And she's going to lay out this entire mathematical equation for us, and you're going to be like, let me check the math on this.
Have you 100%. Ever heard of Schrodinger's cat?
I've heard of cats.
No.
So, well, let's for another time then. But...
yeah, should I start smashing? Do I have your guys' approval to
I would
go
like,
hog wild?
I would like more to... than positive, even if we didn't, if you didn't have our approval, you would start smashing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be nice.
I would like to think back to yesterday. Do I remember a way to get off of the roof when we were approaching this building?
Not really, but if what Brother Hugh saw is correct, you basically would enter onto the roof and then step down maybe a foot or so onto the snow.
It's that high up.
Yep.
Oh. Snow? Wind, of course, too. Yeah.
We're yeah, I mean, buried. If you're accounting like for like snow drifts as well,
almost.
Yeah, like it's a story tall already.
15 feet? Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story tall, also a tall tale.
Are we talking like a ladder to the roof or
staircase?
Like... staircase? Okay. So the
it's just
could
the reason
us
you
out.
Missed it. The reason you missed it though is because it's a pull down staircase rather than one that's permanently there. That's why you missed it the first time.
Okay. Cool.
All right, I'm going to pull it down.
Nah, go for it.
I'm going to pull it down.
The Poptrons, could they use this ladder without break or this pull down, or would it break it?
If they go like, one by one.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk up one step by one, and I'm going to start, I'm going to hold the bat upright and just start slamming it upright.
Well, hold on. I have a question. What are you using for light?
My eyes.
The glory of Adam.
Okay. Well,
wait, I still have that lantern.
I have a lantern too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, yeah, you.
Because if you have a lantern or a light source, when you enter into the attic, you see that it is full of Halloween apparel. So there's like witch costumes and military costumes and all sorts of costumes. You could look like almost anything you wanted. There's fake plastic skeletons. There's jack-o'-lanterns made out of some fantasy metal that I don't remember the name of off the top of my head. Basically,
can we
this...
confirm that the skeletons are fake?
Would you like to touch a skeleton and find out?
I want to touch.
It up there right now.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you guys are going to want to see this.
All right. Well,
like, I'm not even going to tell you what it is. You just got to come up.
I will follow up the steps.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Now,
and I'm
going to
immediately start... Yeah, I'm going to go and I want to touch the skeleton.
Okay.
I'm not even going to check for me.
I've rolled this in secret in real life because I didn't want to clue you guys in, but I've rolled a 1, and 1 on a D3 means that Professor Clayman is our lucky winner. So, Rage and Kate, when you go to poke a skeleton, another skeleton falls from the stack above it onto Professor Clayman.
That's, 3 spooky-fied me.
Really, you have nothing to say about this skeleton?
it's more of I've never seen a skeleton move, so I don't know why. I'm more interested if it's real bone. I will see if it's real bone.
Yep, it's real bone.
Ooh.
In fact, you're pretty sure the skeleton that fell on you is the only real skeleton in here. Apparently, someone lived in this attic and died here.
This is going in the bag.
Yeah, I was gonna say. There's two thought process that goes through the professor's head. He checks the bone and he says, if this is plastic, I can use it. And if it's bone, I can use it.
Yeah.
Yes, that was exactly what was going through my head. I was like, ooh, what can I use bone meal for? There's lots of things.
Yeah.
What can I use plastic for?
Yeah.
There's also lots of things.
Can't you make it heat? Or in real life, you can make adhesive out of it. But I can't remember if you can do that in Fallout, but...
Oh,
what's up,
so much.
Oh, I'm going to put on a witch costume, and I'm going to take one of the plastic skulls and kind of, like, put one of my strings through it and have it, like, kind of hanging off like it's a purse or something.
Nice. Nice. I love it. I love it.
Yes.
Now that I have found this perfect bone meal, I do want to scavenge this entire upper floor to see if there's anything else of use.
Okay. Trying to remember. I want to say it's still survival something. Is it still perception survival? It's been a while.
Yeah, perception plus survival for searching and
pretty sure.
Sounds right anyway.
Then I would also, because this takes time. Mm-hmm. I think it takes 15, 20 minutes. So I'd like to do this while people are doing other things. So Professor is going to be off searching literally everything because I just hit the jackpot with this perfect bone meal.
Nice. I'm going to be like going through more Halloween stuff. Mainly because next time we have a session, hopefully, Halloween will have passed. Oh.
We forgot to ask, what is the difficulty?
Difficulty is only a one.
Okay. I will roll like this. Darn it.
Would you like to use luck to reroll some of that?
I would like to use one of my luck points to reroll one of these.
Okay.
Not like you don't have tons.
I don't have a lot.
I have zero. What?
Wait, I thought this is a new scene. Is this a new?
I have decided that because in base game you get it per mission, so ELOH will let me know whenever my luck resets. I can naturally regain one, like one a day. So,
Do
that, but I can't reset my luck back to 9 until ELOH goes, "Well, you guys have completed a mission."
You just feel the luck come, like, pouring back into you. You're just like... Aah!
I am having not a great time.
Would you like to use another luck?
I will use my last luck to roll again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got all this luck out. Celebration.
Has this ever happened before?
Oh!
Once, I think.
No, actually. ELH has got me close. You got me to 1...
0, I think.
This is your birthday present is that the professor does not have any more luck. Yay! So you can do whatever you want and he can't do anything about
it. I spend another that's way too long. I don't want to spend an hour looking at my charm to reroll again.
Why does it take an hour to look at it?
I don't know. That is the rules of the game.
I just like to think that it's like when you do like everything like fades around you and it's just you and it's just like
I'm just looking at this data disk.
Alright,
the ominous Latin being said behind you.
I'm gonna see if I get any rerolls for any of this for any reason. I don't think I do.
I don't think you do, but I'll offer you a success with a complication.
We haven't played in a while, so I kinda wanna give you the complication. I will put it up to a vote. I have made my 2 cents that I'm okay with it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. Happy birthday, ELH. What do you want to do to me?
All right. Well, here's the thing. I have good news and bad news. Which would you like first?
Always bad news.
All right. Bad news. You find a cache that belonged, presumably, to the owner of that skeleton you just pocketed. The bad news is that there's half a feral ghoul up here that will drop on your head.
Oh, this one I would not be okay with, and I am panicking the fuck right now. rolling her out of the floor.
All right, hold on. I actually got to roll an attack on you. Hold on. Okay, it doesn't actually bite you, but it is on top of you.
I'm going to try to roll around on the floor and get away from it.
Okay. You're not attacking, you're just disengaging.
Ooh, I'm trying to, I'm getting out of there.
Okay.
Whoa, this is so realistic.
Because it is!
Wow.
Why do you say that's
Half are we talking here, ELH? Are we talking like half like this? Half like this? Top half? Bottom half?
We'll roll a d4. How about that? Yeah. We'll roll a d4 and we'll find out together. I have rolled a 1, which means it comically is just the legs. It's like the spine and the waist, and it's just the legs.
It tried to bite you?
Yes. Don't ask how it tried to bite you. Don't ask.
Spooky.
I won't ask how its brain is telling its legs to move either.
It's a ghoul. Does it matter?
Its head got squished in the past, and just a little bit of brain is just like sitting on the spinal column, and just enough just runs around kicking you. More like,
you know what it is? It's the gut brain is what's powering it right now.
Oh yes, of course, zombie gut brains.
As a man of science, I would now be more interested how this thing's working and want to study this thing, so please don't kill it.
I mean, what's to kill? This is the most realistic decoration I've seen in here.
It tries to kick you. It is unsuccessful.
I will attempt to disengage again and ask for someone to at least do something.
I guess I'll hold it down if you really want to. I mean, I don't see how it's going to do anything, but it'll make you feel better.
It's not a decoration. It's legit a thing trying to attack me.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to hold it down. Okay. Well, yeah, he tries to get a good look here.
I thought it was Kate that was the one abusing drugs, not you, Professor.
Yeah, you holding out on me?
Let me see. I gotta remind my own self what the combat rules are. I believe that it is... Are you doing this with a weapon or are you doing this unarmed?
With my bare hands.
All right, strength plus unarmed, please.
Okay.
And the difficulty is its target defense was the difficulty of one. And yay! You get one success. You successfully hold down the half of a ghoul.
Good. If I couldn't, I would be very sad.
Because it's held down, I will walk back up to it and try to comprehend how this ghoul's moving without an upper body.
Okay. It's probably because I'm holding it down, so.
Why don't you roll me... What would this be? An intelligence and science, I guess?
Probably science or medicine. I think both are good. I'm gonna go science then because I roll better with those.
Difficulty of two on this one.
Okay. Multi-tool decreases just repair checks, right? Yes. Okay, cool.
You do have one AP.
I can't remember. Is it one AP to get one more die? I can't remember where the... Oh, okay.
Unless they changed it, or maybe I'm thinking Star Trek Adventures. Hold on.
No, I think it is.
I think it's one. Yeah, and then first it's one's one for first three one's combat.
Okay, so it is the same as Star Trek. I am not misremembering. Okay, so yeah, it's one for one, three for two, six for three.
Okay. My target number is 12 here, guys. Do we want me to just spend the one? Maybe I get it back.
Are you actually at 6 AP right now?
Me as the overseer, yes.
That's why I feel like being cautious of what we spend.
Just spend the one, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. I'm only going to spend the one. I'm not going to do more than that.
Oh, I thought you were saying that...
Can't.
Well, you could buy it
give
from...
it more. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of a bad idea right now.
Okay, yeah. All right. Two successes. So... trying to figure out how I want to say this. So
it's either going to be a robotic, or Kate's right, and it's actually a toy. That's what I'm assuming so far.
Well, I have good news and bad news, which I like first.
Always bad news. Have you not learned this yet?
Because one time you're going to change it up on me, and it's going to be amazing. So the bad news is that this is legitimately half a ghoul that is surviving on its gut brain. So it's not a toy, it's not a mechanical thing, it is legitimately just a half a ghoul that's somehow surviving. The good news, though, is you do find a data disk in the remains of its stomach.
Oh? I don't have a Pip-Boy, though. I'm taking that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And since this thing has a brain in its stomach, I 100% want to try to now while it's held down. This is getting ridiculous. Remove it. Do I have anything to put this brain in?
Put it in the wheelbarrow with the cheese. Put it in, there you go, in the jack-o'-lantern. There you go.
Put in the jack-o'-lantern. How do we preserve it, though? It's cold enough outside that we're probably okay.
I mean, right cold now. Plus radiation.
True, it is a ghoul, so it probably gets healed a little from radiation, so I don't think I need to worry too much about it turning to slush until we get to warmer areas. So yeah, why not? I am now curious about this thing's existence and would like to remove its brain.
Remember how we keep talking about you not going mad scientist?
I'm not a mad scientist.
Yet.
Yet.
Yeah, you know... regular scientists find zombie corpses, take their brains out, put them in jack-o'-lantern, stuff it with radioactive snow.
You find the irregular scientists would not want to know why there is a walking half-dead corpse in front of it with no brain.
Well, I think they'd also be horrified by the abomination against science that they may want to put it down, but...
Yes, but I need to understand it so I can get rid of it correctly.
Right, right.
Sure, yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
All right,
that you close one eye or keep the other one open?
Question.
Good lord. All right, well, if you're going to be medicine, if you're going full mad scientist here, there is going to be an intelligence in medicine. I will set the difficulty at a 2.
Okay.
Ooh, no AP.
I have 1 reroll, but no AP. I don't think this is going to go well, but we're going to try.
Do you want to give me AP for additional bias?
I have been advised against it by my comrades, so I will listen to them. I do get 1 reroll, so let's see what happens here. Okay.
Okay, so reroll
I'm
that 13.
I'm going to use my lab coat reroll.
Chat, you were close. You almost got that redeem in before the roll. Almost.
I'm curious what it was now.
Well, they just gave you an AP, that's all.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, look at that. But there you go. Whew. 3 successes, which means you get 1 AP back. You're up to 2.
And then I get 1 from chat.
Yep. So, what's going to end up happening is you, very macabre, you take the intestines. Because when I said gut brain, I don't mean a literal brain. I mean literally the microbacteria that is in a normal gut is kind of a thing. Which is I was laughing internally, because I know a lot about this because of my real life condition. So they're like, oh yeah, it's an actual brain. So you take the intestines out, you put it in the jack-o'-lantern, and the jack-o'-lantern lights up and begins cackling madly. Oh, almost God. As if it was if it needed just a little bit of juice to get going.
Hmm.
So good news, you've now got a small power source. Bad news, it's not an actual brain. Sorry.
What?
But can we then take the jack-o'-lantern and put it on top of the legs so that it has a little happy jack-o'-lantern running around?
We're missing the middle.
Wait, if you just drill a little hole in the bottom of it so the intestines connect back in so the gut brain works.
Oh,
so
let's get another one of those plastic skeletons and get the ribs and stuff. And
so we were going to go to Big Top tonight, but I think we're just going to spend the next 2 hours
making
abominations.
We're just going to build Frankenstein's monster over here.
Yeah, I'm currently out of rerolls for this scene, so we need to get going.
So we're just taking this with us in the wheelbarrow.
We're taking the brain because I'm curious if it's maybe some type of fungal bacteria.
No, we're taking the whole thing.
Taking the whole thing?
Yeah.
You're the one that has to talk the guy into carrying a dead body inside his wheelbarrow that's full of food he wants to give to people then.
I think I'm really good at doing that.
Legit brainwave. So Real Evil Steve was talking about piloting meat mecha legs. Mm-hmm. We could put the thing in a robo brain and see if that functions like an actual robo brain.
Ooh.
That's something to keep in mind. Write that down.
Yes.
I'm more curious if this might be related to a vault that I have once seen in my life.
Could
in
be.
New Vegas. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. I will low key my brains like this is bad. But I will not act upon that to worry anyone, and just keep on carrying this potentially deadly fungus thing with me.
You'll just whisper to your holodisc later.
Yes, which I haven't done yet today, so I do get 1 luck later after I spend an hour looking at it.
Oh, real quick, while I remember that the data shard, the data disc you got from its gut,
yes.
It will fit into any terminal. It's not just a Pip-Boy, so it's a terminal disc.
I think those are universal in the Fallout world.
Yeah, I just forget what they're called off the top of my head. But you have one of those.
I think they're just called holodisks.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to my here, adding that. What should I call it? Just gut holotape?
Yep, gut
holotape. I thought you were talking about the creature that we
made. Yeah, I know.
I was like...
Son?
We're actually just going to reenact Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah,
just
Well, our first step is to abandon it and never love it.
get back to Beatsville and Frankenstein's terrorizing Beatsville, and then you know we got to put it down.
Or it gives them the protection they were looking for because he's the true hero.
Oh boy,
I think you're onto something here.
Look, Frankenstein, robotic ghoul.
This does end with death you claw, dead in a snowdrift. So
that's only if I don't love it.
Better start loving then. Get that love in.
So Liam has been party to all of this, and he just kind of pokes his head up at the ad and goes, "So are we going, or is this what we're doing now?"
Sorry, we found things walking without a brain, and we got distracted. No, we do plan on actually leaving. Sorry.
Okay. And then we found the ghoul.
Can we put this in your wheelbarrow?
No, make one of the protect rods carry it.
Aw. All right.
I'm not going to give them ghoul guts cheese wheels.
You got some plastic on it.
Yeah, but that's still, I mean, would you want a cheese wheel? Would you trust that plastic?
Are you really going to ask me?
Fair point.
All right, let's get these things out of here. Let's get these protectrons out of here. They can like jump off the roof, right?
Yep.
Hopefully they don't go like
they don't
15 feet
sink
under.
Through.
Yeah.
Do you let them jump off the roof is the question, because it's again, the snow is tall enough that it's only about a foot drop. But do you let the protectrons jump off into the snow?
Do I need to make the protectrons snowshoes?
Just turn
let's
sleds.
See if the ground's not frozen, like if it's frozen or if yeah, okay, I'm gonna take let me get one of these fake skeletons here and kind of throw it down on the ground real quick.
All right, good thinking, because when you do, it's mostly powder, so had the protectron jumped down onto it, it would have sunk all the way in, and you probably could have actually crowd surfed on top of a protectron through the wasteland, but you know, you still could do that. I think about it.
How are the rad levels out here?
The good news is that the rad levels are tolerable. You're only going to take one radiation damage for your travels, but it is not something you want to be drinking.
What's everyone's health at?
Fool.
Yeah. Whose radiation should I eat?
You can eat my rad. I'm fine with it.
All right.
But sorry, as in I'm okay with the rad, so you don't need to eat my rad. There's a better way to put it. Complete opposite of what I just said, but that's what I meant.
Uh-huh.
I guess you can take mine.
All
right. Slurp it on up.
I still have one Brahmin milk in my back pocket.
Yeah, how are you taking this radiation? Like, what do you look like? What do you...
You ever seen... played Legacy of Kain? The vampires, and they drink blood by holding their hand out, and the blood shoots to their mouth. Just imagine that, but with
green energy.
No, I imagine it more of just like you would expect radiation to be like soaking into you, and then like it just kind of washes past you, maybe like a breeze. So you feel that warmth for a second, and then it just always kind of goes towards me.
You feel the warmth, but nothing else.
Yes, you feel Adam's warmth.
I feel his embrace.
His caress.
Yeah.
Because it just glides past you.
Okay. So.
All right, how are we going to get off with these protectrons? Oh, okay. Big brain idea here.
Okay.
How many cheese wheels are there?
Oh, God.
There are 15 cheese wheels.
And they're about, say, at least a foot. All right, let's stack up the cheese wheels. And then... we could possibly get them back out, or at least enough.
No. Please draw this stack you're talking about and how it works with getting the thing down.
Yeah, so we're going to stack them, like, not, you know, standing up, but on its side. And just all of them just right on top of each other. And then hopefully that should be tall enough to reach the roof, actually.
Yes, it's tall enough to reach the roof. And then you have another 15-foot surface.
I can smash each, like, Jenga. I can smash each wheel out of the way fast enough, and then they can get down.
Well, if we're talking about just ruining all this cheese, what we can do is make, like, a little basin at the bottom, and then just make, like, mulch cheese, and then they'll follow into it like a foam pit.
Ooh, yes.
DM, I'd like to see if there is a fire escape to the back alley of this place.
There is, almost as if an act of God put one there 5 seconds ago.
Thanks, Adam. While they're having this conversation still, just start crowding everyone down there, except these two. They can keep talking, and I'll yell at them when I'm finally down there.
Yeah, I'm arguing about the cheese. It could be tall enough. We could do this.
It would be so unpleasant falling into that much cheese.
Guys, we're already down. There's a ladder and stairs and everything back this way.
That's great. So the amount of cheese that we would require to suffocate...
Probably about all 15.
Death claw.
We're going to need all of them.
Yes, we need all of the cheese.
That's just my hubris. Hey, I'll put them in a snowed-in building. It'll be fine. No.
Yeah, we'll get to Big Top way quick. Don't worry about it.
Because it went so well last time for you when you did this to us.
I'm going to keep doing it, too. You know, I don't learn. I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yeah, we got time frames here. We're just going to run out of food.
I apologize for them. I adore these two heavily, and I travel with them a lot. But this does happen every once in a while. Sometimes I'm the one going on the ramble. It's a science-based thing. But when it's like this weird comedic thing, they just go back and forth.
Oh, I think I heard him basically say that he loves us.
Gross. I mean, that's what I heard.
So, we probably just need to wait here for another 2 minutes, and they'll finish their thing. They'll realize that we're actually down here, and then we can get going. We do need to make a stop, so sadly we won't be able to follow you all the way to...
Well, where are you going?
We have a hidden little...
hey, wait a minute!
Yeah. We got a hidden little hideout that we would like to keep secret. I left some of my extra junk at our other base.
Are you cool? Are you cool, man?
Are you cool?
You cool?
Party?
Give me a charisma speech, difficulty of 1.
Ooh.
Who?
Which is possible for you, but not probable.
You want to know how possible that is?
Surprise me.
5%?
Okay, cool. It's less than that.
You do have AP if you really want to try.
I will use 1 AP.
Oh, can I assist him?
I have to succeed.
Yeah,
you have to succeed first. So let's see if he succeeds. And if you go. You got the 1.
Yay!
All right. So Liam nods and says, "Yeah, you know, I understand. You know, you've got your little pockets of safety out in the wasteland. You know, I get it. I get it." Do you have a map or something I could scribble down on, and I can give you basic directions, at least as far as I understand them, to find Big Top?
I would appreciate that, and I will. I thought I had a map on my character.
I mean, you have a bunch
of to buy.
I just gesture to all the junk. You gotta have something in there.
You don't understand. I'll be using this later. Oh, also, thank you for coming down, guys. How was your conversation up there? I will
hand
him.
Fantastic.
While we're talking, I'll hand him over a piece of paper to
write on. Basically draws this actually well done circus tent, and then he shades one area to represent that it's red, and then he just sort of draws an arrow that points to the tent, and then he hands it back.
Wow, this is beautiful.
That way's actually north. Where is that compared to here?
He looks around. South? West? Southwest.
Southwest? Okay. Days travel from here, if you had to guess. Or at least to the point where you know where you're halfway there, you said.
I think I could get there by tomorrow morning if I were to travel through the night.
Okay. So we're looking 24 hours of solid... 20 hours of solid travel. That should be enough for me to go off of, just not easily. Anything else you can give me?
There is one thing that I have heard, that apparently Big Top is... It's not just the tent, it's also got kind of this carnival, how do I say this? It's kind of a sideshow and fun houses and carnival games that normally go with a circus. you don't want to go in through there because they've got a bunch of like radiation traps and things that'll kill you dead instantly.
Oh, that's very useful. Thank you.
We'll send Hugh in first.
Is there a city that's nearby this that you'd recommend as a stop between here and there?
No, as far as I'm aware, that Big Top's just kind of out on its own right now. I mean, if this hidden thing of yours was a city, I'd say that, but...
Okay, that's too bad. Okay. Well,
you know why they have radiation traps?
Well, because most of them are either ghouls or synths. Doesn't affect them.
What's a synth?
You don't know what a synth is?
Should I?
Liam looks to the other two to see their reaction.
I'm shaking my head like, I can't believe this.
Synth normally means synthetic, so I assume it is a synthetic human?
Bingo!
Yeah, it's the Institute, which... You must be new to the area, or you would have heard of the Institute since by now, but basically there's this faction called the Institute, and nobody knows where they're located or what their goals are, but for some reason they like making synthetic humans and trying to replace real people with synthetic ones.
Could be me.
How efficient are they at the copies?
Very good, which kind of makes them the boogeyman.
Interesting. Yeah, Hugh and I have been here for about a year now, but we spend a lot of time on the outskirts. This is our first time actually dealing with people in
slightly like further west of this area of the Commonwealth.
Kate's gonna kind of be like a likely story, and she gets more and more suspicious.
She has like a little thing that she's just circles suspicious, like. Yeah. Possible synth.
Oh. I'm curious on how... I assume they're then crafting organs and other... How?
They're perhaps we could bring them your new jack-o'-lantern full of organs and see if they can print something from that.
I could see why this would horrify people. That's... technology far past anything we've seen before. Thank you for the info as on that as well.
Hey, you're welcome. But maybe we should get out of here before those ghouls decide to come out of the snowdrift.
Yeah, you got a good point.
All right.
So thank you for the half a cheese wheel here that you gave me. Very generous.
You're quite welcome. I guess I'll see you all at Big Top.
Yeah.
See you later.
If we run into
safe
you,
travels.
We'll have to say hi. Travel well.
Bye.
All right, so Liam takes off towards the southwest. And since you are traveling through the wilderness, we are going to do the full rules again as we remind ourselves how this works.
Yes, all right. I know that's me.
So, base difficulty of the journey is 0. For each yes, it's -1. For each no, +1. Is the journey along established routes between settlements? No. Difficulty 1. PC is familiar with the area. Yes. 0. Is the area under control of a friendly faction? Yes. Still 0. Has the group been given good directions or do they know prominent landmarks? Yes. Still 0. Are there obstacles in the path? No. So you're good there. So the difficulty is 0.
Okay, I'm going to roll for AP, potentially.
Okay. Well,
or this... critical fail, which would also be awesome. Another birthday present for you.
Yeah.
So just as a reminder, the role is endurance and survival, but let's also determine the journey speed. To get back to Beatsville, it will be a 12-hour journey, which means if you just do 12 hours, it would be difficulty 0, and the complication range would be 19 to 20. If you wanted to not roll complications and really make sure it was a difficulty 0, you could make it a 24-hour journey and no complications possible there. Or if you wanted to get there in 6 hours, you could make the complication range 17 to 20. Now, as a reminder, you cannot buy AP on this test, but you can spend AP. It's 2 AP per to reduce the difficulty by 1, but it's already difficulty 0. So,
And it you can have assistance as well if you decide. Correct. But okay. It is. So, yeah, complication just increases.
17 to 20. Type that in. Still difficulty is 0. All right, I'm going to roll.
There we go. Complication. That's what I like to see.
Would you like to? Would you like to reroll that?
With what luck?
Oh, you've used all your luck.
Oh yeah, that's how we got out of our last situation.
Well, that's how normal people are. They have like a finite limit of luck.
So here's what's going to happen. Since you did succeed, but there's a complication, what's going to happen is, let me actually roll a d4. Number two. Okay. So you're making good time. You're traversing back to Beatsville using the landmarks, such as they are buried in snow. But about halfway through the journey, Randy the Protectron begins breaking down. And it gets to the point where Randy starts smoking and sputtering, and before you could repair or do anything to stop Randy from exploding, Randy explodes.
No, my Protectron.
You know what that means, though.
He was so young. I'm going to start grieving.
While she's grieving, I'd like to make a scavenge roll on a Protectron.
I figured you would. I just got to look up what it is. I think it's just...
It's under the Protectron itself.
Here it is. 357. Let's see. No, that's an Assault-tron. I want a Protectron.
I will make a little snow gravestone.
Here it is. Intelligence and science at a difficulty of one.
Hey. Intelligence, science, difficulty one.
Was Randy the one that was programmed to feel pain?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, God.
That explains so much.
Suffering is over.
No, hey, it's suffering.
All right, so super... you get an AP. Mm-hmm. And let's see, you get that many units of common, and each effect yields one uncommon. All right, roll me two challenge dice, please.
And a quantum, and this happened before, I think. I don't know.
Oh, quantum gives you three AP.
Yes.
Two effects. That's actually really good for you.
Six, then?
Five. Because I just got it to two with my roll, then three more.
Yeah.
It was at two.
Oh, was it at two? Okay.
Five. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have good news for you, Professor. You actually get two uncommon materials off of this Protectron.
Ooh.
The rest exploded too much.
I promise I'm trying to repair him. Just don't worry, Kate.
Just constantly playing with guts, whether it's metal or
I'm
flesh.
Repairing him over here, you guys. This is how you repair stuff. Looks like you're taking stuff out. Yeah, it's the bad stuff. When things get broken, you gotta take the bad stuff out.
These wires are so fried from the explosion. Just gotta remove them. They look perfect. No.
Yeah. These are what you call red wires. Yeah, they're red. Yeah, no, they're red as in like bad red wires. Gotta check the blinker fluid on it.
Some raiders are watching this over the hill. They look at each other and say, so do we shoot them? Nah, they're going to shoot themselves. Just give it like 3 minutes. But no, I mean, you guys did succeed on the task. So you do arrive at Beatsville. It's midday. They do kind of greet you as the doors swing open to let you inside. Because remember, it's under a trash heap. So meeting you is, I got to remember the NPC's name. What was their name again?
The one I forgot.
I believe it was no, it wasn't Emmett. It was Tom. He was the one who owned the tavern. Yeah, that's him. So Tom, the tavern owner, he meets you at the threshold and he goes, "Well, would you look at that? You brought back some Protectrons for us."
Not as much as we had hoped.
I mean, it still looks like you brought back three, and that's three more than we had or didn't have already.
Q holds up some nuts and bolts, and he says, "This was Randy."
Right? You named them?
Oh, yes, and now there is a Protectron-shaped hole in my heart.
I will hand him the owner manual, it'll have a sticky note out of the page on the factory reset.
Wow, this has a lot of words that I don't understand.
Oh,
Are you being sneaky about pointing out the factory reset?
It's so I would have found it on the way back when I actually looked up how to factory reset. Mm-hmm, so I would have done it there. So
that sounds like synth behavior.
Ooh, I'm gonna put
hiding factory resets.
Yeah, another reason.
Yeah,
down on my list.
So I'll hand over the owner the manual. So this manual will tell you how to use them, how to do things with them. I guess if you don't understand the words, you can always ask me.
No, I'm just gonna ask Bob. I figure Bob knows. Bob's pretty smart.
That's fair.
Yeah, Side note, Bob is the intelligent white deathclaw that actually lives in Beatsville.
I've never met a smarter deathclaw.
Oh yeah, literally everyone in town knows deathclaw, but Sign and Blood.
But no, with that, I have good news. No bad news, just good news. Good news.
Ooh.
You've completed a mission, which means your luck resets. Good news. You level up to 3, so we're going to do that during the break. And that's further good news. We'll be back in about 5 to 10 minutes. Stick around. Welcome back to part 2 of Session 8 of Fallout Frozen Atom. We're coming back a little bit early from break. The players have already done their level up to 3. But we were just discussing, you know, survivor rules, eating, drinking, quest rewards, things of that nature. So what I'll tell you is that the settlement of Beatsville is willing, since you did stop the Children of Atom from destroying the water purifier and you did fix it up. They are willing to give each of you 3 purified water.
Yay.
That is a lot.
I will immediately drink it.
I'm going to save my clean water.
And, now, the other thing I would tell you is that they also will give you 2 things of potato chips. Not each, just 2 things of potato chips.
I got food I can craft on me. Someone can carry that if they want.
I'm pretty good on food.
Same. How are you, Kate?
I will take that. Okay. 2 potatoes.
Potato chips, not potatoes.
Potato chips.
Makes a difference, actually.
It does.
Are they crisps? Potato crisps?
I think that's the Fallout. Hold on.
They're British.
Hold on. One's British. They are not the same. One is far superior.
Where's P? There it is. No, they're chips, not crisps.
Nice. Okay.
I know, they're not
potato chips. Don't exist in the Fallout universe.
Look, Mr. Handy does say crisps.
Oh, and, you know what it is? I just realized the joke that the compendium owner did. The compendium owner put in full capital letters chips instead of crisps. That's what they did.
There you go.
That's why. Yep.
Okay.
That would do it. All right. Well, you got 2 of them. other than that, is everybody's food and water situation handled?
I do have to roll 1 die to see if I take radiation.
Okay. Go ahead and roll that.
I didn't take
any. Professor, could you get me some dirty water by chance when you're...
Yeah, I could.
Because this purified water is wasted on me.
You could also just ask if they're cool with you taking water straight out of the radiated lake that's down here.
Can't you just make it dirty by shoving just some dirt or whatever into it?
Yeah, because that's what you want to do. Look, it's purified water. You like that? Huh? Yeah? Thanks for the purified water. Water. I don't need your charity.
Threw it on the ground.
How much would they charge for dirty water? Would they get mad if I went over there and lapped it up?
How much do you want is the question.
Just enough right now to
every 3 I
drink,
can
but
clean water.
I don't know. Carry a few on me.
Let me check and look at the compendium here. How much is dirty water costing? Let me just double confirm.
Are the shops open is the other question.
Yeah, what time is it?
Oh my god.
It's midday.
It's been 70 days and they're still asking me if the damn shops are open.
Look.
they'll give you dirty water for half cost, so you can buy as much dirty water as you want for 3 caps.
Yes.
There are 3 caps each?
3 caps each, yep.
I have 92 caps, so...
I'm
eating good tonight.
The 9 caps on me to buy 3 dirty water for the future.
Okay.
And then I'll lap some up from the lake.
It takes 20 minutes to craft food, if I recall. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. Needed to make us clean three water caps. Out of dirty water, or to make us dirty water out of snow, if it's semi-safe, if it's fully rated, and there's no hope with that, that it would take 20 minutes per thing of water. So it gets real time-consuming real fast.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to take 5 dirty waters,
Just
cause.
Keep in mind, if I will trade you 3 purified waters for those 5 dirty waters.
Okay, let's do that. Here you go.
Also, Kate.
Oh, did you actually do a trade with me? Because I wasn't paying attention. If that's what
you're
doing.
Oh
no. Okay. Because I forgot we could do that. Because
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going to ask you something that will make you even think more that I'm a sin. Any chance you will buy me a weapon?
Oh, you want a weapon? Alright, I'm going to add that to my chart. There's nothing on the non-synth side, and there's 3 things on the synth side, so...
That last fight went well, but seeing you literally almost die to 1 hit has made me realize I should maybe have something on me for our defense.
And by our defense, do you mean us, the collective we, or like the Institute?
If I was a synth, they could just replace me with another identical copy.
So you're saying you
probably
could be number 2. You could be Ren 2.
You know what? I could be Ren 6. Who knows?
He admitted it. I have it. It's right here. Ren 6.
Six. All right, add that to the list. How many water did you give me? 3?
3 purified.
Okay, nice. Just want to make sure. Okay.
So I have some ammo. I don't think I'll be using a lot. So if I could just get a laser musket from the store, that would be awesome.
All right, just tell me how many caps you need, and
So here's the thing: I need 5 hours to work on some science things. You could take
you
the talkative guy
things.
With you, and see if he would like to bargain the price down, so you have less money you need to spend to get me a weapon.
I can't interact with humans right now. I'm currently updating. I'm doing science stuff.
Look, and I will pull out a test tube. I need to turn those things into usable material. I'll put test tube away.
You do your thing. Just you come to me when you need something, and I will provide. I'm going to be over here morning, Randy.
Which shop has the laser musket?
The DM has been so kind. He put 3 at this one store that is in this town, Paint with Blood, when we first came in.
Yeah,
and he looked at me straight in my eyes when we first got here and was like, you should look at the store, Professor. There's cool things there, Professor, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said that, you saw the laser musket and you were like, I want a Deathclaw gauntlet.
No, you were like, I want a Deathclaw gauntlet. And I was like, you know what? I would rather you have a Deathclaw gauntlet.
And then I said no.
We said no because it was out of our price range at the time.
Yeah, it's still out of our price.
We had enough, it just we would have been hungry.
Oh, yes, we were starving. Yes. And we needed food. So we chose food over Deathclaw.
Instead of being like house poor when people spend all their money to get a house and then they can't like afford food or anything like that, we'd be Deathclaw gauntlet poor.
Yes.
You could use it to hunt, though.
You could use a what?
You could use the Deathclaw gauntlet to hunt.
He gives it to us. We're like, oh, thanks. All right, now give me your money.
I don't think that's what
this is a robbery.
I like this town and would like to not cut tides with it.
Yet, as you proceed to inform the Institute about it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am not part of the Institute.
That's what a synth would say.
I can't disagree with that.
Because it's against your programming?
No, because a synth would say that.
So laser musket.
I checked my caps and I only have 77 caps, so.
Yeah, so I'd have to talk him down.
Just smooth talk him. Put on your fancy hat. Might want to switch. Yeah.
So could I do a barter check with what's his name that's
Emmett.
In charge of this? Emmett.
What? Yeah, say Emmest. Again? Emmest. I can't hear you. You're gonna have to speak up.
Yep, that's
Emmest, I would. I'm looking to buy a laser musket for the professor. It seems that he's looking to protect his friends.
You want a baser bucket? I don't have baser buckets.
Well, if you're out of stock on those, could I get a laser musket for a discount? Since you're out of stock of what I was looking for originally.
You want something at a discount?
Yes, laser musket.
I don't have baser buskets.
Well, that's another thing on my list you don't have.
We're looking for baser buskets.
You want a laser musket?
Just say yes, say yes.
Yes.
All right, well, as far as I remember, it's an opposed charisma and barter. I'll go ahead and roll first. Oh, dear, that is not good for you. That is actually, is it tagged for him? Hold on. It's not tagged, so that's only a difficulty 2.
Okay, and this is barter, right?
Charisma barter, yep.
You have 5 AP. If
you do have 5 AP.
I'll spend 3 of it.
Good.
I'll give
good
you
idea.
2 additional dice. Then I have 2 rerolls, I believe. I think I have.
Could have
got your
minimum.
Hat, right?
I have my hat and.
You did get your luck back as well.
You get your hat.
Oh,
you
I do have my luck back.
And you have all your luck. So minimum you should have.
I might have traded my suit in. I can't remember.
Mm. Yeah, you did. I remember heavy coat.
Yeah, I only have my formal hat. Okay. So that gives me 1 free reroll.
Don't need it. That's 4. You get 2 AP back. And Emmett goes, all right, hold on. Turns slowly, hobbles over, takes a laser musket off the wall, puts it down. Normally, I'd charge 85 caps, but for you, 76 caps.
Oh, perfect. All right, I'm going to give him all 76 caps. And I will hold on to the 1 that I have and just put it into my pocket, sadly.
All right. So since I don't want to change the store price, just drag a laser musket from the compendium and that's how you'll get it. Now the real question, do you want ammo to go with it? Because that's also a purchase.
Fun fact, because I am tagged in energy, I start with 10 fusion cells.
Okay. So 5 shots.
I can always shoot it as a 1 crank and only use 1. That's the cool thing about the laser musket. You can choose how much ammo you want to use each shot.
Fair. All right.
That does, no damage, but... yeah.
Look, no one wants to see the professor 1 crank his laser musket.
I'm going to ask Emmett, have you seen a man named Rob Boss around anywhere?
You mean Rob Boss, the painter?
Yes, yes. We're looking for him.
I think he's back in his shop across the way.
Oh, thank you very much. We're gonna be on our way, and you have a great bloody day.
You want me to have a muddy day?
Yes, yes, yes. Sure.
Okay.
Sure thing.
I don't know what that means, but you whippersnappers are coming up with slang all the time.
Yeah, so I'm going to immediately head over to the general, you know, where I saw him look.
Okay. Rob Boss is a ghoul with a very large afro that is just painting little happy trees in his shop. And his shop is literally just an easel, some paint brushes on the wall, a little bit of paint thinner in a bucket, and he's got a big old palette with some brushes. And he goes, "Well, how there? What can I do for you?"
Hi. Nice painting, by the way. Don't forget to put a little second tree over there. I think it could use a little friend.
This tree could use a little friend. Everybody needs a friend.
Yes. Are you willing to be ours? Are you willing to do something for three new friends?
Well, it depends on what needs doing. What do you need doing? Oh, you know what? We could use a little stream here. Let's add a little stream.
Ah, oh, yes, beautiful. Very calm, very relaxing.
Yes. It's important to keep your cool in the wasteland, because if you're not cool in the wasteland, bad things can happen to you. We don't want that.
No, it's very cold out there, but I get what you're saying. We actually have a commission for you, if you would be so kind.
Well, it depends on the kind of commission. I mean, are we talking happy little accidents, or what sort of thing needs doing?
Maybe it is kind of a happy little accident that a Deathclaw is intelligent. So, yes, it is a happy little accident. And it's your pal. You already know him. It's Bob.
Oh, Bob. Such a wonderful person. You know what? You know what we could use in this painting here? We could use a little bit of a Deathclaw. Let's just add a little Deathclaw over here.
Yes, yes. And hopefully I see Bob somewhere in the distance and I could wave him over.
Yeah, Bob is walking down the main street.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, come here. Hey, Bob, come here. I wave him over.
Don't. Wait. Bob was British, I think. Yeah.
He was Sean Connery.
Yeah,
it
was
Sean
Connery. Oh, no, you're Sean Connery. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, sure. What can I be doing for you, Lash?
Hey, if you could just, like, stand right here, and I gesture to in front of Rob.
That's a very odd request, Bob. But okay. What am I posing for?
We're gonna get that painting you were hoping to. Well, did we even tell you about painting? We got a plan. We get a painting of you, you will no longer have to wear that cloak because Emmett will no longer be wanting your head.
Well, that's actually a pretty good deal. What do you say, Rob?
Well, I think if we had a little bit of blood and gore here, maybe a few killed ghouls and maybe you had a little hunting rifle here with Emmett. I think we'll have just a great little painting. And we'll just add my little signature here. And we'll call that a finished painting. From all of us here at the Rob Boss Studio, God bless and have a good day.
Adam bless.
Me hands you the painting.
Beautiful. I really, really like what you did with the blood here.
Thank you.
Is that actual blood you're using as a medium?
Yeah, are you painting with blood?
Of course I am. You have to be authentic when you're painting. Because if you're not authentic, you don't get the real feelings out.
Oh, yes. This is beautiful. All right. Thank you very much, and I hope to see some more of your paintings in the future.
The moment you leave, if you turn around, he's got a new easel set up, and he's already painting something new.
Perfect. Good. I'm happy for him. All right, I'm gonna take this right on back to Emmett if his store is still open.
It's still open.
Yeah, what time is it right now? Let's double check that.
It's still midday.
It's like 6 p.m. at this point, so he's still open.
All right, we got a good 4 hours before he closes.
Hopefully, he can understand us within those 4 hours.
Does he have a lunchtime? Does he take lunch at a
dinner? Perhaps
dinner. Does he eat in the shop? Delivery?
I'm going to take this painting and pretend you didn't just make a joke about my lunch habits. Thank you for the painting. I will leave Bob alone.
I didn't think you could hear it.
What?
He's back to his normal self. I think he's doing well.
I think he's doing that on purpose. I think he's pulling a fast one.
You know, I think you could be right. Can I do, like, some sort of... I want to like, do a little perception to see if he's just lying here with his...
So, Big Top, finding out if Emerson is lying to us about
his deafness.
He could be a synth.
Perception and medicine, difficulty of one.
With difficulty one, so it's not a synth.
That you think.
Okay. Or maybe that's part of what simps. That's what simps can do.
All right, well, I got a zero. Money.
You can't make a determination one way or the other.
I'm just sitting there.
But like, you know what that means, right?
Means
that's a synth. If you can't prove they're human, they're a synth.
Yeah, could be a synth, could not be a synth.
No, it's a synth. If you can't prove that they're human, then they're definitely a synth. Because humans are humans. They're easy to tell, right?
No, you do make a good point here.
Now, I just want to point out to everyone listening at home, it literally was introduced, synth as a concept, maybe about 30 minutes ago in
and now game, Hugh and is paranoid.
Now they're all paranoid as hell. I just wanted to make I'm that fine. Distinction.
That's I'm more curious how
this isn't Hugh. This is Paradoxpus on the outside. Laughing his butt off. But because Hugh is confused by the whole concept, so.
I'm always paranoid. Kate's always paranoid, so. It's just a normal day.
All right. Anything else you want to accomplish in Beatsville?
Yes. While they were doing that stuff, I needed to spend 8.5 hours breaking down all the junk I have. I counted. I have 47 junk. I then have four items on me I can break down to replace, to substitute as one junk. So I need to spend a total of 510 minutes breaking down all this junk. So I will be here until 9 o'clock this evening in Beatstown, breaking this all down.
All right. Do you have a funky beat to break it down with? Or
no, but I get to roll 51 D6s to see what my results are.
I've been waiting to see this.
You said 51 D6s?
Yes. Each junk counts as one roll on a D6, which I can then use luck to re-roll three of those if I don't get the result I like.
I don't even know if the roller will let you do it, but go ahead. Roll 51 D6s.
I don't even think the little window on the stream here is going to be able to capture all that.
It'll capture the bottom. All right, let me scroll up so Chad can see here. Looks like you got 47 hits with 20 effects.
Okay, so that is 20 uncommon pieces, 40 common pieces.
47.
Like sorry, 47
common pieces. Yeah, I have a lot in here I can re-roll, so let's... That's one luck. That's two luck. That is four luck. One, two, three. Oh, I might have miscounted here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So that's three luck. So I'm going to be spending three luck to re-roll nine of these.
Okay.
There we go.
I now did it that way instead of re-rolling. All right, so now you're up to 58.
I counted four, by the way, you could have spent.
So what is that? So you're at 58, so that's 58 common and 22 uncommon?
That is 58 common pieces. Let's go into gear. Let's go to common. 12 plus that is 70.
It's turning lead into gold over here, people.
And now 22 times that is, not times, plus, is going to be 35.
I mean, Caspian does bring up a good point. Where are you storing all of this?
So that's the thing I have to decide now.
Our really big pockets that I'm jealous of as a female.
We have to find out how much... I think each luck weighs 1 pound. I mean, each material weighs 1 pound. So I currently have...
Check materials, common. Yep, it weighs one.
So I currently have 100 and 5 pounds in capacity, just in junk. So I am still within my...
This is insane.
Weight
this is
capacity.
Not what I was expecting when I first signed up.
Expecting owlbears.
Just double checking.
Which, by the
stats.
Way, you still have like all of my carrying capacity because I like carrying nothing and I have a small backpack. So,
I have done the math. I am at 153 pounds, I think.
Okay. This is more about the physics of it than the actual weight.
Wait, no. I forgot to remove some of the stuff I broke down as junk. So I no longer am carrying this gamma gun, no longer carrying this javelin, no longer carrying this pipe action and this pipe gun.
The professor's a man of science, and therefore he's becoming a black hole by increasing the amount of mass that he has in one spot.
So I am now... Hey, look, it's there on the front page. It's done the math for me. 140 pounds. I'm still under my carrying capacity.
That's all I care about, as long as you're under your carrying capacity. Though I will say, if you ever get to 200 or more, I am going to mandate a wagon, or at least a Brahmin.
Okay. Well, the thing is I can carry 255 pounds without that, because that's what my limit is. I'm currently at 73.
Okay, I'm going to have to think about how I'm going to Brahmin this up, because we need something here, or we're just going to get into ridiculous levels.
Well, so what's going to happen is we're going to get a pack Brahmin, and then we're going to put the pack Brahmin in our inventory. And okay. Therefore, the weight is being carried by the pack Brahmin, so we only need to carry what the pack Brahmin it weighs.
I am so tempted to spend 6 AP to have more ghoul eggs attack you, but...
They just come up and start kicking our shins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll bite me, because that's what happened last time. So, good news. You got me at 6 luck already.
That's good. Yeah.
Bad news for you.
Wait, you're supposed to do bad news first.
I know. Bad news first. I forgot to ask him. It's only like 9 o'clock. Can I spend an hour looking at my trinket?
Sure.
I guess while he's doing this, like, I guess we haven't even made it to this point in the future. I'm going to look for, and I forgot the name, but there was the ghoul who was traveling, who was going to Big Top.
Oh, her. Let me see if I remember her rules. Her name was Linda. That was her name.
Linda.
Linda has already departed, unfortunately.
Ooh.
Yeah, she was leaving the day that we were going to get...
We will have to find her
the Protectrons because we had to find the lady that betrayed us.
Yes. Yeah, we were going to make it back in a day, but then the blizzard ruined that plan, so she left without us.
Yep. I'm going to look for DJ Daddio then.
Oh, okay. You want to check out the radio station?
Oh, yes. Because what else am I going to do? This is going to take a while.
You did also know that we wanted to... you might have forgotten, so you can choose to if you'd like. But we did talk about having him send a radio message to Diamond City,
yes,
informing him that, hey, the children of Adam have been doing the same shady shit here, and it's clearly intentional, so we recommend getting him out of the city if you can.
That's naughty. Okay. You're supposed to do that.
Let me see here. I just gotta pull up. Let's see. All right, so Eatsville's page 140.
I am still making things. So it's 10 o'clock. I had to bed.
I think you're tracking your time.
So
via crafting, like literally, like you don't have a clock. You have like an amount of junk that's on your arm that's like slowly decreasing. And you're like,
or increasing.
Lunchtime. Yeah, it's transforming from like hardcore junk to like clean junk.
Yeah, like clearly sorted and organized.
Yeah.
All right, I found what
that's
I was
why it takes
for.
That long.
All right, so Kate, you want to go say hi to DJ Daddio, is that correct?
Very much so.
All right, so when you go to the base of the antenna, which is what they're transmitting from, you do see that there is kind of a, not an RV, but a camper trailer that has been more or less hooked up to the big antenna. And outside of that is a party. It looks like they've got an actual live band playing. And nice. There's vodka and rum and all sorts of wasteland drinks and food being served. But at the top of it all, sitting on top of the camper trailer, is a gentleman that is the best I would describe him as anonymous in anonymous form. What I mean by that is he has these very big and sleek-looking sunglasses. They're basically aviators. His mouth, he's got a handkerchief over it, so you can't really see his mouth, or you can't really make out his face. He is wearing a stereotypical cowboy hat, but it doesn't fit him quite well, so it's kind of like drooping on his face, or his head, I should say. But when he speaks, you know this is him, because if you had listened to any time on the radio, to KOOL Radio, you would know that this is DJ Daddy-O. And at the moment, as you approach this party, he says, "And it's about that time, folks. It's time to hear another hit from the Jam Breakers. They're going to be leaving Beatsville in a few more days, but while they're here, they're giving us a farewell tour. Let's all give Jam Breakers a big round of applause." Everybody claps and cheers, and the Jam Breakers start jamming out, as it were.
I'm going to walk over. Woo! Start clapping. What are we clapping for? Hey!
Hey-o, you're a new cool cat. Wait a second, you're with the ones that help with those Children of Adam peeps, right?
You'd be correct. I'm going to do little finger guns at him and wink and kind of look around. Hey, you guys got a nice party going on here. I love to party. Can I join you guys?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and pull up a couch or whatever the expression is these days. But what can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up an entire couch because of my strength.
He was going to lean into Kate's ear and be like, "Be careful. This one looks like one of those bad boys I've been told about."
Ooh, that's actually my type.
Me too.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I'm going to also start... I'm going to take some... Let's see here. You said there was vodka. There was... I'm going to take a swig right here.
It's an open party, so you can just party.
All right, I'm just going to start partying, sitting here on this couch. Yeah.
Okay. Brother Hugh, are you also partying, or?
I'm partying on my soul, inside.
Okay. Are you telling DJ Daddy-O to give that message, though?
Yes. The message to Diamond City?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So DJ Daddy-O hears what you have to say, and he goes, "Well, ain't that something? So you want me to broadcast out to the wasteland that apparently the Children of Adam are up to no good. That about right?"
Not the Children of Adam, but the last son of Adam seems to be untrustworthy.
Well, they're about the same thing in my eyes, but that's how we do things at KOOL Radio, your number one station for the truth about what's happening in the Way Out Wasteland.
You make large assumptions.
He just stares at you.
Whoa, don't ruin the mood here, Hugh. I just keep partying, just woo.
Two of us are just staring each other down, and then Kate's like...
Yeah.
Well, I'll broadcast a message, but if what you say about them Children of Adam types, especially the one that tried to bonk our water purifier, maybe it's not a bad message to send.
Well, there is a difference between the Children of Adam and the last son of Adam and his group, because I am a child of Adam, and having you...
Record stop, the band stops playing, everybody turns to look at you.
Aww.
And I need you to make a very important charisma check for me. Speech and charisma, difficulty of 4. You do have 4 AP, though.
Yes.
Seems like a very intense mood change here.
I'm going to spend 3 of it. There we go. And it'll take me to 4 dice. I do have rerolls and stuff, so hopefully this doesn't go poorly. What's the word I'm looking for here?
since they know I'm part of the group that helped fix things, do I get like a benefit? Like
that's why it's 4 and not 5.
Perfect.
There Look you at that. Go. All right.
Wow.
So you managed to talk your way out of it, and DJ Jadio goes, all right, you know what, cool cats, let's keep it all cool here. We want everybody to have a good time, and if you'll remember, this one here was part of the group that helped run off those other children of Adam types. Maybe you all aren't so bad, so get the party. Jam Breakers, get the beat going again. They get going again. Party resumes.
Boots tell you and what, cats. Boots and cats.
Yeah, boots and cats. Exactly, boots and cats. I tell you what, Brother Hugh, was it, right?
That's correct.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell the Commonwealth that the last son of Adam is no good, but I must tell you, I only have so many listeners out there in the wasteland, and only so many people are going to believe me.
Hmm. That's all you. I'm not paying attention. I've got people, yeah. You know, on my shoulders now, like we're partying.
Well, if you could also, I know you say you have a limited audience, but maybe separate the last son of Adam from the children of Adam when doing that. That's all I ask, really.
I think we can make that happen, yeah. Now live it up a little. I mean, this is a party, you dig? Go ahead, get a bit of a drink, get a bit of food, relax.
I didn't bring any shovels, so I don't believe I will dig. But perhaps
it's an expression, you see? Hey, Rob Boss actually came up. How you doing, Rob Boss?
Well, actually, I just came to paint a nice little painting of this nice little party here. I thought we'd just add a little bit of color here. Maybe a little bit of Christmas lights. Maybe a bit of... Oh, is that a metal jack-o'-lantern? We're going to add a little bit of metal jack-o'-lantern here. I think it's almost Halloween time.
And as we zoom out of Beatsville, I think that's where we're going to end today's session. That way we don't, like, get to Big Top and then have to stop. That way we can next time get to Big Top, and then we'll go into Big Top.
Yeah, that's what we said that we were going to do this time, too, is that we were going to get to Big Top. So next session, we're also not going to get to Big Top, is what you're saying.
I mean, what's left? I mean, are you going to, like, take painting lessons from Rob Boss, which I have ready to go if you do want painting lessons.
Don't. Tempt me, Frodo.
Yeah, definitely interested in that.
All right, I'll just next time it's painting. Fuck it, why not?
It does give me an opportunity to craft things. I can currently make 50 things a jet.
Okay, we'll just make that a note now. We're just gonna make 50 yeah. things a jet and painting lessons. All right, it's done.
So everyone's just gonna get high on jet and yeah. just paint what they feel.
Woo! Yeah, I'm gonna paint whatever I see. My eyes will no longer work. I close my eyes and I see stuff. My mind.
Wanna know what fun?
Well, that's not how you're supposed to take jet. You're not supposed to put it directly into your eyes.
Yeah, I started doing little drifts.
Guess what my challenge rating is to make that 50 things a jet?
Zero.
Challenge? Zero?
Yes. Crafting characters. They're fun, yeah. guys.
Smashing Future characters. Me is crying and they're fun.
Just talking characters. They're fun. Oh, by the way, the three laser musketeers. That's what we should be called.
I like but you're this.
Gonna, you're, but we all need laser muskets now.
Yeah.
Or I just have three on my back.
Yeah.
So when one breaks,
only one of them has to work is the other thing. Mm-hmm.
The other one are I've crafted them to hold things, so they're like mini little.
One's just like jars. Your water.
Yeah.
Then you just like has a little straw.
You got to store your purified water somewhere. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it has been an absolute blast getting back to this. I'm hoping, knock on wood, we will be weekly from this point onwards. But as usual, real life and scheduling has different plans sometimes. So we are continuing this campaign. Again, it's been 70 days. But for you guys on YouTube, I know that it's pretty much instant for you. But we are hopefully getting back to a more regular schedule. But speaking of YouTube, this is where we're going to say goodbye to you. So bye-bye, YouTube.
Have a happy Halloween.